Greetings to all of you gathered in Chicago for the Vietnam Veterans Welcome Home Parade. President Teddy Roosevelt, a man who had himself led troops into battle, once said, "A man who is good enough to shed his blood for his country is good enough to be given a square deal afterward." Clearly, the welcome home received by many of our brave men and women who served in Vietnam was less than they deserved, and that's putting it mildly. Today, however, Americans are making up for that. All over our country, citizens are joining together to honor those who served their country and the cause of freedom in South Vietnam. In 1984, I helped dedicate the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in our nation's capital. And on Memorial Day and other occasions, Vietnam veterans have been singled out, as they should be, for their service. Your parade in Chicago is a fine example of what I'm talking about. I hope that all those who participate and all those veterans throughout our country will stand a little taller, knowing that the people of Chicago, and indeed all America, are grateful and have not forgotten. This parade, a welcome home event, is simply taking care of unfinished business. The goodwill expressed to our Vietnam veterans by this celebration will help heal old wounds. Yet, even as those wounds heal, let us restate firmly and unambiguously, the book on the Vietnam War will not be closed until the final pages on the prisoners of war and the missing in action have been written. Cheering on our veterans is something America wants to do. Keeping faith with those whose names are found on the POW MIA list is our duty. Indeed, in the last year, over 50 of these brave men were returned to their final burial on U.S. soil. In recent years, many have observed an awakening of patriotic spirit across America. It can be seen in events which draw people together to help the less fortunate. It is evident in our colleges and universities and on Main Street America. Next month, we will be rededicating Miss Liberty herself, standing there proud and tall in New York Harbor, lifting high her torch of freedom. It's appropriate in such times as these, when we recognize how much we have to be grateful for, that we turn to our veterans and offer them thanks. To all of you who are marching, I salute you. You have done us proud. God bless you.